And now to this week's selection of letters from the Evening News. A real mishmash this week, from horses at Beauthorpe to vanishing speed bumps in Rouen Road. But to start...
Norwich reader Margaret Haley is another regular letter writer to the Evening News, and this time her topic is tourism, and that reliable old conversation topic, the weather. She writes, "In her recent letter, Leslie Cook encourages us to visit Turkey for holidays, because the people there involved in the tourist industry are suffering loss of trade because of negative news stories. Closer to home in Norfolk, the wonderful people running the delightful tourist industry here along our coast are also suffering because of the inclement weather. I think they deserve our sympathy most. After all, charity is supposed to start at home. East, west, home's best, but we have no control over the weather."
Jenny Darling of Norwich has a speed bump conundrum. She writes, "Recently speed bumps have appeared on the entire length of Rouen Road. Then, suddenly, in the past few days, the ones between Novi Sad Friendship Bridge and the junction with Carrow Road were hastily removed. Does anyone know why or what this mistake cost? I do love having a gripe at the Norwich City Centre roadworks." Here at Chatterbox, we wondered why as well, Jenny, since they were right outside our premises, albeit briefly.
As another Norfolk and Norwich festival comes to an end, Annalise Saville of Norwich expresses her pleasure in this letter to the Evening News. "Just to say thank you to all the organisers and acts of what has been a marvellous Norfolk and Norwich Festival 2016. Every year we have the good fortune to have one of the UK's largest arts festivals here in Norfolk. There's always something for everyone. In particular, I really enjoy the sense of fun and humour, the mix of old and young also enjoying themselves, the wild and wacky events, and finally our old friend the Spiegel Tent. Such an amazing venue which always makes me so happy when I see it being erected in Chapelfield. Thanks so much to all involved in the planning, organising and volunteering. It really is one of the highlights of the year."
A recent Norwich City County Council decision to evict horses from Beauthorpe Southern Park has incensed June Clark of Dereham, who writes, "Reading recently of Norwich City Council's banning of horses at Beauthorpe and giving orders that they must be removed, surely there must be an outcry about this. This is a beautiful area of green belt around Norwich, with the lovely horses making it so special. I am sure they give a lot of people pleasure. We have often stopped and looked at them and wished we had something so calming on our doorstep. We wonder who has come to this decision, when in certain parts of the county they are bringing horses in from far away to aid biodiversity. Hopefully they may have a rethink and say, no more. Have they given any thought to where these beautiful creatures may end?"
It's been suggested by some that employers should pay their staff to watch football matches in working hours. "Why not just take time off?" asks Paul Milner of Sheringham. And he writes, "I'm at a loss to understand in this age of TV catch-up, iPlayer and the like, why businesses are being encouraged to pay their staff to watch a football match in company time. While appreciating the game of football is important to many people, surely if an employee regards it as that important to watch a match live, then book a day's holiday at their own expense. Let's be honest, today's parents go to prison for taking the child out of school during term time. What's the difference? And what kind of message are we sending to our kids?"
Regular contributor to the letter column, Elizabeth Mooney of Diss, with reference to the NHS, feels some common sense is needed. She writes, "Has no one got common sense these days? Waiting lists, ambulance responding, all due to the fact that an enormous amount of money is wasted through paying huge wages and bonuses to those who actually do not work in hospitals, ambulances, etc. Return to the pre-Thatcher days, when hospitals were run by matrons and other services by heads. Small local hospitals were available and targets were unheard of. Also, long wards were far more manageable than small boxes."
That's all the letters for this week. And now more news from round and about Norwich.